America Decline, Why America Is Not Great. Here are the three defining moments in U.S. history that led to the mess we are in now. Number one, Abington School District versus Shemp. Sanctioned Bible reading in public schools is now illegal. Number two, Roe v. Wade. Abortion is now legitimate. Number three, Great Society. LBJ brought into vogue, buying massive amounts of votes with taxpayer money. One above entrenched America in a downward spiral of atheism and agnosticism, undermining the moral fiber that held us together. Two above has made all Americans guilty of genocide of 50 million babies. Three above has killed the American work ethic and generated a concept of entitlement which divides the producers from the leeches. Now, if these three course changes led to America's death spiral, reversing them will facilitate its resurgence. I asked a businessman once, why does a person invest their money, borrow money, and build a business without any guarantee it will be successful? His answer? Faith. Trump instilled faith in American businessmen that he would work with them and protect their interests. That fundamentally is why our country is rebounding economically. Faith. Now, if we can see our spiritual life healed as our economic life is healing, we would once again be great. That will happen as Americans turn on to grace, God's unmerited favor demonstrated in Christ Jesus. Just as our economic resurrection was just a pipe dream under Obama, so can our spiritual resurrection amaze the world. Each American is one act of their will from being healed spiritually and physically. All they have to do is choose to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and they will become new creatures. Creatures of faith, hope, and love. It can happen in millions of lives at the same time, much faster than the economic resurgence. What is needed? Faith. America is more fragmented now than at any time in our history. Identity politics serves only the purpose of the enemy: to steal, kill, and destroy. Our unity as a country came from God, and it was only imperfect in that not all Americans were Christians in spirit. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all, Colossians 3:11. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:28. Way too many people think that Jesus came only to deliver us from the lake of fire type of hell. He also came to deliver us from the warfare, racial, political, gender, economic hell of this physical life. But that salvation only happens through the indwelling Spirit of God. Those who do not have the Spirit of God cannot be unified for good, only evil. Our history proves that. Unfortunately, those that have not the Spirit of God are hell-bent on proving evil once again. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. We have spiritualized this verse to the exclusion of its importance for life today. My life would be a mess without Christ. This country is in a mess without Christ. The salvation of our country will not come through the human spirit. It will come by the Spirit of God, which is given freely to anyone who will ask and receive Him through faith in Christ Jesus. We see daily evidence that men cannot be trusted. Why do we persist in believing in man's goodness, in his ability to solve his problems, in his good intentions? The answer is that we listen to the lie of the enemy, and believe him because it suits our human pride. Jesus said, "There is none good but God. I am only good to the extent that I am led by his Spirit." And that is true of all humanity. And so Jesus commanded us, and he said unto them, "Go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Mark 16:15. And Paul explained why. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Romans 1:16. Understand that the message of the gospel of salvation is the message of forgiveness, new birth, healing, abundant life, prosperity, unity, love, joy, peace, faith, power, and glory through our Lord Jesus Christ.